Now, these people are running change compulsively. Motionlessnesses float in to re-stimulation from some other location, and a motionless has on either side of it what? Compulsive change. And so we get these people, they've got to change, they've got to change, they've got to change, they've got to change, but they've got no time, but they're motionless. Now, that could be a very baffling situation to an auditor if he didn't know that all he had to do was ask them straight wire for times when they were motionless, times when other people were motionless. The auditor understands now, you understand, that he is not asking for times when they were motionless and times when they were moving as part of the same question. It apparently is. Times when they're moving and times when they're motionless. They're apparently brothers. You see, they're just dichotomy. That isn't a dichotomy. You see what that is? Times when they are in motion already had the location imposed upon it. And times when they're motionless was imposed location. They're brothers, all right, but they're not a dichotomy. They're the same thing, practically. A thetan does not move around. And so, if a thetan has been made to feel that not moving around is bad, he will continue to be a symbol and will not be an orientation point, and therefore and thereby he will not exteriorize, and if exteriorized, he will not stay exteriorized. You can ask them times when they had changes in their life, times when they were motionless in their life, and times when they were moving, just straight wire. And you'll get an enormous change on a case. But remember this, the person has to be gotten into some motion, 8C, opening procedure by duplication, before such a process could possibly be used on him. It would otherwise practically kill him, because it's a violent process, very violent. Okay.